on the phone with Matt. How are you? Happy Friday. Happy weekend. This is what, weekend eve? That's the new Friday. On the last episode, aside from that quickie episode you should check out, I was talking about different times of the day and how we should rename them. So Friday, now during the week, Friday is known as weekend eve. That's going to catch on. Trust me. So I was just talking to some people about fighting the system, so to speak, talking about social norms that are shitty norms. And this is something that I really, you know, I have many, many opinions on this stuff. And a lot of those are like common sense, you know, like don't hate people. You would think that would be common sense, right? Don't hate people for how they look. I mean, come on now. People can't help how they look. People can't help how they were born. If you're going to hate somebody just because of how they look, take a step back and look at yourself, asshole. It's fucked up. I just read this this story about a woman who was born. She looks white, but she's black. She's completely black. As far as her parents are concerned, both of her mom and dad are both black, but in their history, in their ancestry, they have white people in their lineage, both of them. So they both have the white traits, the white genes that they pass on to their kids. Sometimes it comes out. She explained how throughout her family lineage, she has a bunch of aunts and uncles and cousins who are all white resembling, but they're completely black. So she was born looking like a white kid. She has blonde hair, blue eyes. I believe it said she has blue eyes. But if you really look at her, you can tell that she has predominantly black features, except for her skin, eyes, and hair. And she was raised fucking wonderfully by her parents. She was raised in a rough time in history, you know, for us. Which, when was there a non-rough time in history in America? But especially for black people, or people of color in general. But she was born in the 60s, in the mid-60s, and had to go to school then, you know. She was the only black student in her class, I believe it said, or her school. And she experienced a lot of racism, of course, growing up, because people thought she was white. You know, not that racist. You know, they really kind of, for the most part, don't care that they are open with their racism in some respects. Back then, for sure. Nowadays, for sure. Thank you, Trump. But racists used to be quiet about it, for the most part. You know, they would whisper shit to each other. They would point and you know. But they wouldn't just come right out and be a racist unless they were surrounded by their own people and they were going up against one or two, you know, because they're cowards. They're fucking cowards. Racists are cowards. That's why the KKK, the, you know, preeminent racists in this country, wear fucking hoods to cover their masks or their faces. Why do that if what you're doing is right? Why do that if what you're doing is okay? So they're smart enough to know what they're doing is wrong, but they don't give a fuck. That's how shitty these people are. Some of the best people I've ever met were people of color. You know? And, I mean, if I was walking down the street and came across a group of black people and a group of white people, I would rather pass through or pass by the group of black people than the white people. Because I hate white people. I do. We have ruined everything throughout history. We're not even the original fucking people on this planet. People of color were. And white people have this... this complex about being inferior. For some reason. So we try to keep every fucking buddy down. You know? Everybody who isn't like us. To make us feel important or superior or not inferior. We do it all the time. We appropriate other cultures because our own cultures suck. Okay, so we appropriate the indigenous people's cultures all the fucking time. And we know how that went. Yeah, we lied to them. We came to their land, lied to them, gave them diseases they did not know, and we took their land from them. We killed them and took their fucking land from them. And then we were like, oh, okay, well, we'll give you some land back since you are the original people here. And we gave them the shittiest land possible. Land that we didn't want. That's fucked up. That's bullshit. They were here for who knows how long, living off of the land. They had no form of money. Because money is the root of all evil. Money causes all kinds of shit and complications. Just like white people. I think white people had to have created money. You know? I don't think money is the root of all evil. I think white people are the root of all evil. You know, we run this country, a bunch of old ass white men who are out of touch with reality, who are living in the 40s, who fucking want everything to go their way and benefit their kind. So what happens if you're a person of color? Well, nowadays, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, whatever. If you are a certain class, fuck you. We just discovered this. We haven't just discovered this. It's been out for a long time. But I think because of the internet, this is one of the good things about the internet. It's starting to be more widespread. Okay, we are starting to really get it out there, I think. It's really starting to get out there that, you know, this is a class problem. It's not a race problem. There is no race war between blacks and whites, ultimately. There is a class war between the rich and the working class. The rich keep themselves rich by keeping us poor. And then they tell us that there is a race war so that we're at each other's throats and not at them. Not at their throats. See what I'm saying? They want us at each other's throats and killing each other and fighting each other so that they can get away with their bullshit of keeping us down. Don't let that shit happen. You know, and if you're somebody who is in a position of power, especially if you're white, if you're somebody in a position of power, You have to do better by the people under you. In a lot of cases, the people under those in power are the reasons those people are in power. Like CEOs, they may have built their company from the ground up. They may have built their company by themselves. And when they grew, they started hiring employees because they needed that help. And in some respects, in some cases, the CEOs actually take care of their employees. It's very rare, but it happens. My wife just got a job with a company who starts their entry-level positions for customer service representatives on the phone, working from home. They start their employees at over $21 an hour. Full-time, full 100% benefits, health benefits. And if you got to get vision or dental, it's like $20, less than $20 a month. You don't have to pay for medical. And if you work on the weekends, you get $4 more an hour. Oh my God, this company loves their employees. They randomly, or regularly, I should say, give out bonuses. They give out like those prepaid debit cards, gift card things, Visa, MasterCard. They give those out to their employees all the time with, you know, some money on them just for the hell of it. They take care of their employees. There's that other guy, and I'm sorry, I don't know his name. I probably should have actually done research before this. There's this other guy who you've probably heard of or seen in the news. He's been in the news a lot lately because he treats his employees amazingly. I can't even remember what the company does. Yeah, I literally know nothing about it. All I know is the dude has long hair. He has beautiful, you know, a beautiful mane. He upped his employees' pay by quite a bit. He took a huge pay cut to do this. He's still a millionaire. His business is doing well. But when he did that, he discovered that not only did he get his employees to work for him more, but he has a much lower turnaround. Nobody wants to leave his company now. A whole bunch of employees finally decided to get married, buy a house, buy a new car, have a family, because now they can afford it. All because this guy decided to pay his employees more. Now his business, I think he said it went up like triple in business. Like it was the best decision he ever made for his company, was taking care of his employees. And now his business is thriving overall because he did that one little thing. And he's still making good money. But that's the problem with all these CEOs. They want to make all the fucking money. That's not good enough being a millionaire. It's not good enough being a billionaire. These motherfuckers want all of it. And fuck the people, you know, making them that money. Just like, I don't know, Jeff Bezos? Who can afford to go to fucking space, build his own goddamn rocket that looks like a giant fucking dick, just like the guy who owns it, and his employees are living in their fucking cars because they can't afford a place to live? Give me a break, man. This dude is like the richest guy on earth, or at least in America. He's definitely the richest guy in his house. And he can't afford to take a slight pay cut, which he wouldn't even fucking notice because he's made so much money. He wouldn't even notice. He'd still make a shitload of money. He owns the world's largest internet-based shopping site. millions of people buy shit from his website every minute of every day. He is making money fucking hand over fist, just shoveling it into his bank account. And he can't pay his employees more. It was like a huge news story when he decided to raise his employees' wage up to $15 an hour. And everybody was all, ooh, that's awesome at first, until we started realizing that minimum wage should be like $20-something dollars an hour right now for everybody. Minimum wage. If it had increased at the same rate as living expenses, taxes, all that shit, it would be like $20-something dollars an hour. $15 an hour right now is a good start, but it's not a livable wage. If you're single making $15 an hour, good luck. You're probably still going to need fucking Medicaid or some kind of free health insurance, you know, food stamps, making $15 an hour. It's ridiculous. It's fucking terrible. What's even more ridiculous is you got these huge companies who are just now starting to raise their wages to like $10 an hour. My last job, I worked at a gas station. You may have heard of it. It's called Circle K. It is the second largest gas station company in the world. Tell me they have money. Because you know they do. They just decided to start paying their employees more. $10 an hour. When I got the job, my boss said he was told because they didn't have enough employees to raise the wage to draw more people in. So he did, to $10 and something. It had been 8 or 9 before that. In 2021. So he raised the wage, and he still needed to get approval from the head office to hire people at $10 and like 26 cents an hour. He had to get approval for that. When you got, like, my wife's company is starting people at over $21 an hour. No approval needed. Yeah. It's all about class. These, sorry, I'm messing with my phone right now. I'm about to take a break. These companies, they do not care. The CEOs, the board members, they all want to stay rich. They all want to get all the money for doing like none of the work. That's a CEO's wet dream right there. Hey, are you a lower employee, entry level? Are you white? Are you black? It doesn't fucking matter. You are a fucking grunt worker. You are the bottom rung of the company. They don't give a fuck what kind of body fills that position. They don't care if you're black, white, Mexican, female, male. Just so long as it makes the company look good that they hired somebody who isn't white. That's why they ask you, what is your ethnicity? Who gives a shit? They only give a shit because it makes them look better. That's it. You might get a job because you're black, but let me tell you, they don't give a fuck. They are only hiring you because it makes them look better and because they want a body filling that position, so that they can make more money. You're a number. You're cattle going off to market to be slaughtered for meat. That's all you are. They don't have time to care about you. They don't have time to get to know you. They don't have time to get to know your name. And because of your efforts, they're making more money. That is where the problem lies in this country. 100%. That is the top rung of the issues of this country. Class warfare. I'll accept no arguments on this. I'm just kidding. If you want to get in on this subject, hit me up on the phone with Matt@gmail.com. And while you're doing that and typing out your freaking message, where you're like, oh my God, Matt, you're so right. Oh my God. Yeah. While you're doing that, I'm going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, I'm going to talk more about this bullshit. And yeah. So make your decision now to whether or not you're going to tune back in, whether or not you're going to listen through the break or not. Anyway, I'll be right back. On the phone with Matt, welcome back from the break. It was a quick one. It usually is. So, I looked it up during the break, because I had a whole minute to do that. The guy who started paying his employees more, his name is Dan Price. He owns Gravity Payments. It's a credit card processing company in Seattle. He was paying his employees $35,000 a year. To put that into perspective, I told you my wife is making over $21 an hour, and that checks out at about $45,000 a year. So his employees were making $35,000 a year, which means they were making about probably $15, $16 an hour. And he felt that for the company to thrive, he needed to make sure his employees were making enough to look after themselves. That is something that is rare with CEOs. So what he did was, in 2015, he doubled their salary to $70,000 a year for 120 employees. He took a pay cut, of course. Like I said, he made $1 million a year. He no longer makes that, but he's still a fucking millionaire. And now, sorry, I'm drinking my coffee. I got a Keurig. It's awesome. So now, in the years afterwards, 6 years, revenue rose for his company, like I said. His staff had more babies and bought more homes, like I said. He said that the babies born to staff each year grew tenfold. And during the pandemic, his revenues dropped about 50%, but the company was able to recover. And now he's trying to get it out there to other CEOs, you know, pay your fucking employees a livable wage. You know, it's not that difficult. It's not rocket science. So check this out. He said, our employees had a 10 times boom in terms of the number of babies they were having. We went from having between 0 to 2 babies born per year among the entire team, 120 people, to over 65 born or announced over the last 6 years. And to show their appreciation, to show their appreciation for him raising their wages, doubling their wages, the entire staff got together and bought him a Tesla. And, you know, he said that was a really beautiful gesture, and any day I drive to work or a client meeting, I can just feel the amazing relationship we're able to have. That's incredible. That, you know, that made me feel good. And I don't even know the guy. I don't know any of the employees. I don't even know the company. But if they can do it, anybody can do it. It's not that fucking hard. It's 2021. It's almost, it's literally a couple weeks away from 2022. And people, a vast majority, millions of people in this country still don't make enough money to live on. The whole economy would be better. The whole fucking economy would be better if everybody made a livable wage. We would have more people going back to work, guaranteed. We would have businesses thriving, guaranteed. We would have all kinds of shit being bought. Stores would do better. Fucking cars would do better. The housing market would do better. Banks would do better. But we got these CEOs who don't give a shit about anything but themselves. That's just how that goes. That's what you get when you get rich and powerful and fucking, you know, all high and mighty on your throne. So this dude, Dan Price, he kind of looks like, he looks like an awesome dude, honestly. But he kind of looks like if Dave Grohl and Taylor Hawkins from the Foo Fighters had a kid. That's exactly what Dan Price looks like. Which is even cooler. Not only is he an awesome person and an excellent CEO, he's also a really good guitarist and drummer in one of the most popular bands out today. So, that's how that goes. That's the fucking, you know, bullshit. It's all bullshit. Completely. They want to keep us down. And hey, we're going to get you off our back. You want more money? Well, black people are bad. Go after them. Hey, black people, white people hate you. Go after them. It's kind of like, it's equivalent to wanting to break into a house and steal the people's shit, you know, but they got like three killer attack dogs. So you take a porterhouse steak and throw it way out into the yard and then, you know, jump into the house while they're gone eating the steak. That's what it is. It's a diversion. It's a tactic. A diversion tactic to get you to pay attention to something else while they slip by you and fuck you over royally from behind with no lube. Yeah, so what are you going to do about it? Well, for one, you got these people who are like Burger King, I noticed. I can't remember where else I saw this at, but Burger King was the big one. All these employees decided to just fucking quit. They rage quit one day. They changed the marquee on the sign outside to say, sorry, we're closed, but we're not getting paid to do all the work. Our boss doesn't give a shit. So we quit. So now the boss isn't making any money. See how that works? It's a vicious circle. If you don't pay your fucking employees, they're going to fucking leave you. And now in the news, yesterday, Kellogg, you know, they make all the great breakfast cereal. And somehow they have a tobacco division. I'm not really sure how that works. But, you know, anyway, their employees want more pay. They want better pay, better working conditions, blah, blah, blah. So, because they're part of a union, which unions are supposed to help you, Kellogg decided, we can't reach a deal. So, they hired like 1,400 scabs, which if you don't know, a scab is somebody who crosses a picket line to do a job that everybody's on strike for because they want something better from the company. That's what a scab is. And Kellogg is hiring 1,400 fucking scabs, these people, to do these jobs to continue being in business, to continue making money hand over fist, while their 1,400 employees are asking for a better wage so that Kellogg can continue to make money hand over fist. And Kellogg said, no, fuck you and your union. We're going to do what we want. And that's what they did. So fuck Kellogg. I am protesting against Kellogg right now. Because that's bullshit. Right? Yeah, that's complete bullshit. That's these companies. They don't care. Wake up. They don't care about you. And if you're so lucky to find a job that does care about you, because they are out there, you know, keep it. Tell everybody about it. Tell everybody about your awesome fucking job with your awesome fucking CEO who actually care about you. Let everybody know. There was a news story maybe a couple months ago now, about a restaurant here in Cincinnati where the CEO did the same thing because he heard about Dan Price raising his employees' wages. So this guy, he owns a diner downtown. So he did the same thing. He raised his employees' wages, all of them, his servers, his cooks, everybody. And now he is experiencing the same thing Dan Price is. His business went up. More people want to support businesses like that. He has a whole lot less turnaround with the jobs. Everybody wants to stay. And like Dan Price said in another interview I read, this guy said, or this person, I can't remember if it was a man or a woman. I think it was a man. Said that not only are his employees staying and not leaving, but they're not calling off of work when they're sick. They're not, you know, wanting to take vacations. They want to go to work. They want to make that money. Unbelievable, isn't it? And, you know, these asshole CEOs, they're wanting to, you know, they're betting on you needing to come to work to make your money, because you don't make a lot as it is, so you need all that you can get. So what you'd hope for is to have a job where if you need to take a day off, you can. And it's not going to hurt you that much. But the job is so good that you don't want to miss it either, so you go in when you're sick. That's what you want. You know, people who work these dead-end jobs that aren't making a living wage, they can't afford to call off sick, because the small amount of money they make, they're going to be hurting when they miss it, because they're still making a small amount of money. Every little bit helps. Every little bit counts. So now these CEOs are raising their wages, and these employees, if they get sick, they can afford to take a day off and get better, but they're not, because they want to go to work for the excellent company they work for. Can you imagine? Can you imagine working for a company like that? And if you do, tell me. On the phone with Matt at gmail.com. Tell me. I would love to know. I'm lotioning my hands up right now, by the way, while I talk. Yeah, and I may have put a little too much lotion in my hands. I'm kind of making a mess. I'll go ahead and lotion up the rest of my torso. Yeah, that was stupid. One pump, not two. Oh my God. Like I'm taking a fucking bath with lotion. I have to though, man. I got so much fucking, ugh. I got white person ashy skin. Luckily, I'm pale as fuck. You can't tell, but man, when I have an itch and I scratch it and dust flies off of my hands, my fingertips. You know, there's places that I like to work. Historically, I have been good at pizza jobs. For some reason, I mean, I love pizza, you know. And if you love what you do for a living, it's not like work. I've worked in other restaurants, and me and restaurants just don't get along. But pizza places, I can do that. Of course, I've only ever really delivered pizza, which is cool because I don't really have to deal with a boss. You know, I deal with one person at a time typically. And I spend most of the time unsupervised, which I can handle because I'm not a fucking idiot. So it would have been cool if I got paid more. But actually, the one company I work for here in Cincinnati, they pay their drivers really well. I guess depending on the store. But the first time I worked for them, I was 19 delivering. So this would have been 99. I made 8-something an hour. Plus, I made my tips. And I made a really good commission. I can't remember what the commission was, but the commission was paid out in cash every Tuesday. So I would work, I wasn't even full-time then, but I worked really good shifts, and I was really good at delivering. So, I mean, there was one night, it was a Friday night during dinner, I was the only driver, because one guy got into a wreck, somebody else was sick, somebody else had got pulled over and got a ticket and lost their license or some shit. I can't remember. It was crazy. But somehow I wound up being the only driver, and I managed. I mean, they had to turn delivery off after a while because I couldn't handle a dinner rush on a Friday night by myself, but I made it work, and I made a lot of money that night. So I would make a lot of tip money, which is straight cash to my wallet every day. And then there was a period of about 3 months where every week I would go in on Tuesday and pick up my commission cash, and it was over $200 for the week. And at that point, I was using my commission cash and my tips for everything. My paycheck was going straight into the bank, and I wasn't even touching it. Those were the days. Gas was cheap as hell, you know? It was awesome. So that was okay for me. But I don't believe that if you work a tipping job, you should get paid less. Okay? A tip is a bonus. Tips are not guaranteed. Trust me, they are not guaranteed. So why would a company pay their tipped employees less? Because they can. Because they can. Because the country has two different minimum wages. They have a minimum wage for non-tipped employees and a minimum wage for tipped employees. That's fucking stupid. There should be one minimum wage across the board. And it should be a livable fucking wage like it used to be. Yeah, believe it or not, minimum wage used to be excellent compared to the cost of living and everything else. You could afford to live on your own, buy a house, buy a car. It's sad. It's really a sad time we're in. all around. Racism is now look, I wasn't alive during the 60s. I've seen a lot of shit on the 60s. The music was great, and that was about it. Everything else sucked. And a lot of the music was protesting what was going on in this country and all over the world, I guess. You know, and people were loving it, and people were protesting all of the time in the 60s. And they eventually fought and got things changed for the better in some respects. But in others, you know, I mean, there's only so much we can do as regular everyday people in this country. There's only so much we can do, even if we got together as a whole and made changes. This country is not united we stand, divided we fall. This country is 100% divided we stand. And in some respects, united we fall. Because look at Trump's presidency. Half of this country thinks he did a great job. That's a problem. That is a huge problem. This is not a political rant. I don't give a fuck who you vote for. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I am a pro, shut the fuck up, stop fucking me over. That's what I am. I will vote for anybody if their agenda and their track record is worth voting for. And Trump, I never liked him. Ever in my life. I always thought he was a slime ball, a shitty human being. I always have. He exudes, his aura is shit brown because he is a shitty human being, period. And I don't want a shitty human being, a slime ball, running this country. That's a very big driver's seat. And if you don't have the appropriate CDL, you cannot drive this country. Fuck you. And right now, Trump still has a learner's permit. He doesn't even have his fucking regular license to drive this country. Let alone that CDL, Class C, the country CDL. And that's the problem. Divided we fall. This country is not unified on anything. There's half of us who are smart, and there's the other half who are unsmart. There's half of us who care, the other half doesn't care. They want things their way, for them, not for all. They want everything for them. They are self-centered. As a country, we are so self-fucking-centered that it hurts. And it fucking hurts. It kills. Just drive down the fucking road. Watch how people drive. They're self-centered. They only give a shit about themselves. They only care where they're going. They don't care about you or your life or where you're going. And that's just the, you know, the story of the country in all respects. Self-centered. Trump didn't give a fuck about you. Even the ones who voted for him. Even the ones who love and worship him as a god. He doesn't give a fuck about any of them. He only cares about himself. That has been obvious for decades. How could none of you see that? He does not give a fuck. He still doesn't give a fuck. He's a shit starter. He talks more shit than any other president we've ever had. He spent 4 years talking shit about Obama, who wasn't even fucking president anymore. He's still talking shit about Obama. Neither one of them are president. He spent 4 years trying to undo what Obama did. And nobody cared. Well, you know, his lackeys didn't care. They loved it. Yeah, overturn that Democrat piece of shit. They didn't care what it was. It was just a status thing. A Democrat? Oh, fuck him. That's why politics are evil. Politics don't give a fuck if you're a neighbor. They don't care if you're a same, you know, the same country. They don't care if you're the same race, religion, sex. They don't care. Politics only cares about if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Period. And that's doing it wrong. This country is full of different opinions, different lives, different politics, different religions, creeds, everything. And you can't be one-sided when you run this country. You just can't. And that's what it has molded into. That's what it's morphed into. Everywhere you look, every time, every president. You know, Biden said when he was getting in office, he would fight for all of America and not just Democrats. And I believed him. Because Obama, I believe, fought for everybody. And I know, well, people don't fuck Obama. Yeah, well, shut up, Republican. Until you have a legitimate argument other than, he's not a Republican. I don't want to hear it. You don't have a legitimate argument. You have a bullshit argument because politics are bullshit. It's just another way to divide us. United we stand? No. We are as divided as we've always been. If anything, more so. It's almost 2022. Why are we still divided so strongly? Why? Why do we hate everybody? This country sucks. Our government sucks. Yeah, fuck this country and fuck this government. Yeah, I said it. I said it because I want better for us. If you think that makes me not a patriot, fuck you. You don't know what a patriot is. A patriot is somebody who can see beyond the, you know, patriotism and see when there's a problem and fucking call it out and want it to be fixed. That's a patriot. Would you call a business owner who wants to make his business better a bad business owner? No. So why would you want a citizen of the country to just go along with all the bullshit and watch the place burn? Fuck that. I'm a real patriot. I want this country to be its best. I want this country to be what it was promised to me to be when I was a kid. That's what I want. All men are created equal. Fuck that. No, we're not. As a matter of fact, we are created equal. It's when we're done being created that men, white men, old white men, society starts labeling us and changing us to not be different or to not be the same. That's what happens. We are born the same. We are all born equals. It's when we come out into the world amongst other fucking people that other fucking people make us not equal. Class. You're born equal until you're born. Oh, what's that? You're working class? You're not equal. What's that? You're black? You're not equal. Yeah, that lady who was born white, her neighbors talk to her all the time about racial shit because they think she's white. I got news for her. That's what it's like being white. It sucks. Do you know how many times I've heard white, old white people say the N-word around me? Because, well, I'm white. Obviously, I'm a racist piece of shit like them. No, it bothers the fuck out of me. One time I went to this bar that I love. It's one of my favorite places ever. It's actually a restaurant. It's a pizza place with a bar in it. I love going there. But unfortunately, where it's at is the middle of, like, racist central. I was sitting outside on the porch, on the patio, at a picnic table with my dad. We go there together a lot to drink and have a good time, eat pizza. It's like the best fucking pizza in Ohio. And one day we were sitting there and these guys, these buddies of my dad, were talking about football, which is right up my alley. So I was all intent on, you know, having a good conversation with a bunch of guys, palling around. Until one guy started talking about his new N-word quarterback for his team. That bothered him. His quarterback is black. That bothered him. It doesn't matter if he won the Super Bowl for him. No, actually it would, because then he'd be a hero. He'd be a savior. Because he was now worth something to these racists. Being a person doesn't matter anymore. Or if it ever fucking did. Yeah. So I quit going there as much. I can't do it. I left. I got up and left. I told my dad, I said, I gotta go. I didn't even tell him why. Over the years, I've heard my dad say it. No, I'm not racist. I got black friends. That doesn't mean anything. You're still a fucking racist. Congratulations. That is a racist thing to say. If you've ever said, I'm not racist, but... You're a fucking racist. There's no but with racism. Either you're a racist or you're not. Period. I don't give a fuck. If somebody's being an asshole, call them an asshole. I've told my dad this. Oh, that guy was a fucking N-word. No, he was an asshole. If a white guy's an asshole, you call him an asshole. You don't call him a fucking cracker, do you? No, you call him an asshole. So if a black guy's an asshole, call him a fucking asshole. It's like my uncle, my dad's brother. He's one of the biggest racists I've ever known. And my dad has even said to him, why do you hate black people so much? And my uncle hates black people so much because growing up he got into a couple of fights with them. And my dad said, well, you've gotten in more fights over the years with white people than you have with black people. Why don't you hate white people? No answer. I can't believe my dad actually said that, considering he's got a little racism in him, you know? He grew up fighting the same black kids. But overall, my dad is not a threat. He's just ignorant, like so many people are, so many racists are. He's just ignorant, you know, like my grandma was. God rest her soul, I loved her, I still do, but she had a little racism in her. But she was not harmful, I guess, in a sense. You know, my dad isn't going to go out to a fucking Klan rally. He would turn around and leave. I know this. But at the same time, when he's sitting there at a table where these guys are throwing the N-word around and he's not saying shit, that's where he's harmful. That's where racism is harmful. If you experience racism and you don't say anything, I didn't say anything that day because, you know, there was like six of them. And I can't trust my dad to fight for me because he's 72 and can't. And I knew where I was. You know, I was in a racist side of town. Because it's all fucking white Republicans there. And yeah, I'm combining the two. Racist Republicans. That's just facts. You are not going to find a racist Democrat as often as you're going to find a racist Republican. Guaranteed. You will never have a black Republican president. Because most black people are Democratic, for one. Most, not all. When I worked in radio, terrestrial radio, our number one talk show guy, who is, or was then, one of the top talk show guys in the city, he'd been here forever. He's a local legend. Black guy. He's a Republican. And I think that only has to do with the fact that he's got a lot of money. Because typically people with money are Republican. Because Republicans don't like paying taxes for shit. And especially if you're rich, oh man, your money is safe with the Republicans. You may not have anything you need, like Social Security or, you know, important shit. You may not have any of that, but why the fuck not? Because they're Republicans. Money doesn't pay for shit in this country, apparently. Yeah, all these Republicans, oh, goddamn Democrats raising our taxes. Yeah, that's how taxes, you know, that's how things get paid for. You like driving on them nice, pretty, smooth roads, don't you? You like your kid having a good education? No, they don't. So remember, if you're feeling like maybe you don't belong, it's because you don't. Unless you're a millionaire. Doesn't matter your skin color or your sex or your religious preferences, your political preferences. It doesn't matter. Do you come from a working class family, blue collar? Then you are on one side and the rich people are on the other. That's it. That's the only line there is in this country. Believe it. It all comes back to that line. All of it. Racism, bigotry, it all comes to that. Old white people don't want black people being the same as them, being on their level, or being above them. God forbid. They don't want gay people to be in that position. They don't want women to be in that position. Because God forbid any one of these people in those positions does good for everybody. God forbid. No, we need the same-minded types to run this country. That's why all the wealthy donate millions of dollars to the fucking president, you know, to the people running for office. Because they control who goes into office. They control what those people vote for. They control what laws happen. They make sure their taxes are as low or non-existent as possible so they can keep all their fucking money. Believe it. Take a step back and a good look around. It's all about class. It is not about race. It is not about bigotry, sexism, fucking whatever. It's all about class, always. With that, I'm going to leave you to the weekend. Have a good one. Try to anyway. Sorry it's such a downer on Friday. But I'll see you again on Tuesday with some more bullshit. Yeah. Make sure you tune in. It's about an hour away right now. It's 11 o'clock as I record this. Noon. AneurysmRadio.com. Make sure you check that out. Our official launch is at noon today. Before that, you can tune in. It's broadcasting right now. If you like 90s rock, 90s music, you're going to enjoy Aneurysm Radio. With that, have a good one. Peace.